a school friend who lived in Willoughby City and who was a very active member of Mackey's Boys Club. He was, in fact, a very, very artistic young man in many ways, and he was... Mackey's Club was an exponent of gymnastic dancing, and Mackey very carefully developed this with him. And so my friend became somebody who performed at the Mackey's Do's, his special do's. And that was both good and bad. Very good for my friend in that he really was an excellent, excellent gymnastic dancer. Mm. Beautiful. Bad because he never lived it down. My first experience at Mackey's was when Mackey's Club ran in the hall of the church,
St. Francis.
Yes. Mm. Somebody, I think, had said to my parents, your son ought to be going to Mackey's Club. Mm. Do him the world of good, you know, make a boy out of him, a man out of him. And so I was duly taken along there and was introduced to Mackey. Impressive. I was impressed by the amount of shouting that went on in the place. Lots of exercises being shouted at and shouted for and so on. And I got handed a pair of boxing gloves, put them on, and got the hell knocked out of me by one of the better boxers. I lost interest in boxing immediately at that point. And in many ways, my link with Mackey's was not through the direct work with boys. I lived on the fringe. And that was because Mackey had these wonderful camps every year. And I can look back over those as being really quite formative in my life. But I was never one for the boxing or, yes. or the rough lot, you know. The thing that the titmouses used to be. That family, they were wonderful. They were such supporters of Mackey's work.
Yes.
The parents... Mackey's camps were always very good indeed, and they were organised, and yet good fun.
How old would you be when you first went on camp?
11, 12, 13, that sort of time there. I've got particularly strong memories of one of the camps that took place in West Bay down in the south there. Mm. And that was lovely because West Bay is near Dorchester, in that whole area.
Yes.
But this is actually, it's on the beach. I think it's the Chesil Beach,
Chesil.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
West Bay had its own little sort of... in those days, a little village. Mm-hmm. It had a harbour, and it had all the most wonderful things. It had water polo, and so it had its own water polo team. And so very naturally, all Mackey's Club members yelled for the local team.
Yes.
And so every night they used to have these most wonderful battles, water battles, with surrounding teams, surrounded by all of us there, shouting our heads off, getting carried away in this wonderful thing. And that's a very, very, very strong memory. And that is a very important memory because it was in 1938, and that was the last of the free times that Mackey's Club had.
Yes.
Always after that, it was limited by war, by...
Yes.
Situations you didn't have tents. I'm not sure, perhaps they did later, after the war, but certainly not during the war. Mackey's camps were very much in old buildings and things like that. For instance, Royden over there. There was that was a 1939 camp, not a tent to be seen.
So how many boys would go on these camps?
Oh, I think about you're getting over 30, 40, 50. I mean, they were well organised. I mean, you got up first thing in the morning. You had your jobs. You might be in charge of the porridge. Now, the porridge was a huge, great tureen, usually with a parent attached to the stirring it first thing in the morning. Mm. The boys, their job was to tidy up their tents, clean everything, make sure everything was right, stand outside stiffly to attention, while Mackie would come along and investigate and check to see it in, and there was always a winner. Had the experience of how to deal with snoring. I was the snorer, yeah. Oh, it's very simple. I mean, the snorer lies on their back with their mouth open.
Yes.
Somebody comes along with a tube of toothpaste and squirts the toothpaste into the mouth.
Right.
It works. Mackie's Club had the advantage, you see, of a whole mixture of people. There were Mackie's and his crew, his people who worked with him, believed in what he was doing. They believed in the idea of boys doing things for themselves, as yes. well as being dragooned as well.
Yes.
You had those people. Then you had a group of parents who also came down, who were enjoying themselves, you know. They
yes.
really were.
Yes.
Their little boys were being looked after.
Yes.
They were enjoying themselves. And then, of course, there was us. I'm afraid we put some rather nasty stuff in his porridge one morning, which caused him to have a tummy upset for several days. We were very sorry about that in the end, but we never told people what we'd done. My next set of memories is when my mother comes in, because my mother was a music teacher at Hanside and Parkway, and she was a lovely accompanist, and she could sit at a piano and she could play whatever music, type of music would be desired. And she was a gift for Mackie's Club, because Mackie's, as time went on, my memory says, there was less and less and less of the boxing, running, jumping, shouting type. Mm. And more, it was that type of dancing which became, as my memory says, a specialty of that group. I don't think they developed much further into anything else. It just, and then Mackie died. And it looked as though it was going to stop, but it didn't for a while. And then it did.